Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. We at Active Faith would love to work with you and talk to you and reach out to you. You can reach us at active-faith.org. We are always striving to expel evil, reclaim the land, and heal the soul, all through the Word of God. I'm Dr. Charlie, and today I would like to talk to you about conflict. Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I can think of plenty of times I've been in conflict. And I was convinced that I was right. I was convinced that I had the most knowledge or the better perspective. But sometimes we get lost in being right. And we don't do what the Word says. In Proverbs 21:21, it says, "Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor." It doesn't say whoever proves themselves right. You know, the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine." And very oftentimes when we get into conflict, we want to talk about our vision, our perspective, what we know, our knowledge base, the circumstances, the details, and we want to build a case and make sure that the other party knows how right we are. Sometimes this happens in business. Sometimes this happens in marriages. Sometimes this happens with family relationships. It could be with a sibling relationship, or it could even just be with a child. Sometimes it can be with a neighbor. Or someone at the church. Yeah, sometimes it can be with someone at the church. We're entering into a season, because this is November of 2025, we're entering into a season where we're going to be spending more time with family, more time with our neighbors, and we don't always have the same opinions as the other people, as the other person. In my own family, I know that I will sit around the table with young men and young women and others who don't share the same political perspectives that I have. They don't share the same religious or faith-based perspectives that I have. And so there are certain conversations that we have to be very careful in. And I want to be certain that when I enter into those conversations, if conflict arises, that I choose to follow Proverbs 21:21. I want to pursue righteousness. I want to pursue love, because in that life, prosperity, and honor will follow. I was recently coaching a young pastor in another state. And he was in a very difficult situation with church leadership. And it kind of came to a head. And I knew that he was at the crux where he would either have to quit or work under duress, or they were going to fire him. They were going to let him go. And then he would still be under duress. And it had been building for some time. And I was trying to coach him through that. So I got a text from him. I got a text from him just last week. And he was listing all of the things that he had gathered, information that he had accumulated that, quote unquote, made him right. And all of the things that he could hold over the leadership's head to prove that he was right. And I had to make that difficult phone call. And I said, "Oh, my sweet brother, my precious brother in Christ, I need to ask you a very important question. Is it more important in the midst of this conflict for you to be right or righteous?" You see, we're called to be righteous because that is what glorifies the Lord. We're not called to be right. You see, He makes us right. Just being in the family of God makes us people who are on the winning team. It makes us right. It doesn't mean that our actions are always right or our choices are always right, but He balances it out. Jesus makes sure that when people see us, they see kingdom members. That's what He did. He completes us. And so we don't have to go in guns blazing, proof in hand, having built a case. We get to be righteous. We get to listen to accusations. We get to watch difficult moments come through, go across the table, and leave. We get to listen to people's opinions of us, and then we get to say, thank you for sharing, or I'm very sorry that you felt that way. Will you forgive me? You see, it's not about us being right. It's about us being righteous. Is it easy? It wasn't for this young pastor. It hasn't been for me in the past, and it won't be for you in the future. But I would challenge you that being righteous over right will always make you feel like you won. In fact, that young pastor had a very important meeting, and I knew that it would be that conversation of whether or not he was still employed with the church. And I called him ahead of time. I prayed with him, and I just said, you're going to have a choice. Are you going to be right or righteous? Not long after the meeting, he called me, and he was elated. He was so excited. He said, you would be so proud of me. I was righteous. Not indignantly so. I just had peace. I listened to what they said. I didn't agree with it, but I just said, you know what? I'm so sorry it came to that. I'm so sorry I said those things, or I'm so sorry that you felt that way. And I hope that you can forgive me. And he was just righteous. He didn't defend himself one single time, because God is our defender. We don't have to defend ourselves. He always defends us. And he defends us, and then he brings us life, prosperity, and honor, just like Proverbs 21:21 says. So, in the midst of all of this, I hope that there's a scenario in your life where you've wondered, am I going to be right or am I going to be righteous? Maybe it's with your spouse. Sometimes when we get into conflict with our spouses, we need to ask ourselves, is it more important right now that I'm right or that I'm righteous? That I show them love and I show them how much I care and I listen and I compromise. This has been Dr. Charlie, and I hope that this has helped you enter into a holiday season where you can carry peace into every situation.